Hello, this is Mr. O'Sullivan here, and I'm here with some very special students, some fifth grade students, who are going to share their ideas about technology with you today. First, we have... Hello.
Hi.
And we have three students here. What would you girls like to talk about?
Eye stop motion.
Well, what is stop motion?
That's when you could make movies, but by taking pictures only.
And what is eye stop motion?
It's an app where you can go to, and it makes a movie out of every little photo you take.
Very good. What kind of movies do you make?
We made one of a mall that was its grand opening.
A mall's grand opening?
Yes.
Pretty cool.
And we also made one about
It was raining money. Very good. And what do you do when you're finished making your stop motion movie? What do you do with the movie?
We edit it. Like, we change the speed.
What's the speed? What do you mean the speed?
How fast it goes.
Because maybe it goes too fast and we can't really see.
And then you can export it to different apps, or you can save it to, you can save it as a video.
And what do you do when you're finished saving it? What do you do with it after that?
We could publish it.
Oh, cool. Where do you publish it?
In the fifth grade wall.
Very, very good. If you're new to stop motion, can you give me one tip? What's something you need to know about stop motion if you're new and you're trying to make it work?
That you should take, when you're making a eye stop motion, you should take little pictures, but not too big movements, but little movements.
Either you girls have a tip you want to share for stop motion?
You have to make sure that there's something that's not gonna mess it up, because you have to have stuff around that you're gonna need.
So have all your stuff ready?
And you need to get good graphics for it's not blurry or something like that.
Very, very good.
I think that was our problem in the beginning.
What, it was too blurry?
Yeah.
How did you fix it?
We do everything.
You redid it?
Or you can just take out the small little photo that came out blurry.
Yeah. Very good. Well, thank you for sharing your ideas.
What?
And next we have a young student. Hello, how can I help you, sir? What would you like to talk about?
The green screen app.
What do you want to say?
I think it's really fun because you can put whatever background you can imagine. So you can put yourself in a green screen to make you look like you're in space. Or you can grab little blocks and just pretend they're on top of our Earth or something like that. So I think this actually is really fun. You have the ability to put anything you want on top of something that's already there.
Excellent. Very, very good. Is there anything else you'd like to share about green screen or technology?
I don't really have that much left.
You don't? Okay, very good. Well, thank you for sharing your ideas.
Uh-huh. You're welcome.
And next, we have another group of girls. What would you girls like to talk about?
The Liquid Sketch.
What would you like to say about Liquid Sketch?
Liquid Sketch is like coding.
Liquid Sketch is like coding? How is Liquid Sketch like coding?
It's like coding because you need to work hard to find ways to figure out puzzles, and also because it's not just about solving puzzles, you can also draw in coding sometimes, every few stages you get a free one to do whatever you want.
In Liquid Sketch?
No, in coding.
Oh, in coding, okay, gotcha. So you get to draw as well? What's the best thing about Liquid Sketch? Because some people might not know what it is. Can you tell me what is Liquid Sketch?
What is Liquid Sketch?
Yeah, what is Liquid Sketch?
Liquid Sketch is an app where you can either play puzzles to get mixes of a different color water to to a certain place because you need to fill it up to a certain line. Or you can also draw with liquid sketch and create things.
Excellent. And girls, if somebody is new to liquid sketch for the first time, let's say it's a kindergartner, what would you tell them about using it? Would you give them any tips? What would be a tip that you could tell them?
You could make your own maze.
You get to make your own maze? That's pretty cool.
And they could also try to find a way to put the thing in there.
So you got to solve puzzles too? Very good. Is there anything else you'd like to share? No?
Yes. Not at the moment.
Okay, well, thank you for sharing your ideas. So we have some kids here that want to come back up and share some more ideas. Ladies, you wanted to talk about a drawing app, is that correct?
Yes.
What do you want to talk about?
It's an app called Drawing Pad where you can draw pictures, and you can also get like different stickers that you can also put. You can also put like certain images or stamps.
Very good.
You could also draw with anything you want.
What do you mean?
Like you could draw anything.
With pencils,
markers, erasers, stamps, scratch paper, chalk, stickers, letter tracings.
Pretty cool. Thank you for sharing your ideas about Drawing Pad app. And we have a student who wants to talk a little bit about coding. What do you want to say about coding?
I think coding is like really fun because you get to do some stuff that only like programmers get to do when they're older. Like and it probably teaches you how to do different things about programming, and it probably makes you so when you're older you can do stuff like design a video game or make your own website using code or make your own animation using code. It's like the possibilities are endless when you use coding because it teaches you about those stuff. It makes it a little less complicated since it doesn't use like the actual code, but it says uses the block that has the actual code. But I think a flaw is maybe that it doesn't really give the full experience of actually having to type it in, like the parentheses, move forward, and all that stuff in coding. But nonetheless, I think coding is a really fun thing to do when you in your free time and before you do other stuff. So that's my final thoughts.
Well, thank you for your final thoughts. And just to let the listeners know, you, sir, are an expert at coding. You're one of we're talking here with one of the top kids in the school about coding. So thank you for sharing your ideas.
Okay. You're welcome.
Thank you, fifth grade, for sharing your ideas about technology. We have an encore performance here from some of these girls that are back with another amazing app. What app do you want to talk about? Third time.
Strip design.
What is strip design?
You can make projects.
And you could also put like different types of pictures inside.
It's also that you could pick like different types of pages that have a certain amount of boxes where you can add folders about random things, or you can also make your own topic about it.
And there's some pages that have theme on them.
And you could also what's it called?
Resize them?
Yeah.
You could also pick your own style, like if you want it to look like a film or you want it to look dirty and old, like the old times in the mid times, medieval times.
So what's an example of a project you can do in strip design?
Cyberbullying.
A cyberbullying project.
QR codes.
QR codes.
And Avatar.
Or All About Me.
Excellent. Sounds like an amazing app. And when you're done, what do you do with your work?
We publish it on the wall.
Excellent. You publish your work on the internet. Really cool. Thank you for sharing your ideas again.